Imagine a workplace where happiness isn't just a perk, but the driving force behind success. This revolutionary idea forms the foundation of Eric Karpinski's approach to workplace psychology. The traditional belief that success leads to happiness has it backward. Happiness actually drives success. Despite companies investing billions in engagement initiatives, Gallup reports that employee engagement remains stubbornly around 30%. Why? Because organizations focus on engagement outcomes while employees care about happiness. When managers talk about engagement, employees hear "work harder without more pay," which naturally reduces motivation rather than enhancing it. The solution lies in tapping into employees' intrinsic motivation for happiness, encompassing positive emotions from joy and enthusiasm to pride, connection, and inspiration. This isn't about superficial happiness, but rather eudaimonic happiness, the pursuit of meaning, challenges, and growth that creates sustainable fulfillment. Organizations implementing happiness-focused programs have seen remarkable results: 20% engagement increases, 50% sales growth, and transformations from operating losses to profits, even during challenging times like layoffs. Leaders who establish cultures of appreciation see their teams navigate crises with remarkable resilience. Authentic appreciation combines gratitude and altruism, two powerful happiness drivers. Research shows happiness increases 25% in groups practicing gratitude daily for just 21 days, with benefits lasting over 6 months. A significant gap exists in appreciation practices. 80% of senior leaders believe employees are recognized monthly, while only 22% of individual contributors report this frequency. Employees receiving 4 or more touchpoints of praise quarterly double the praise they give peers. Connection isn't about becoming best friends, but creating a sense of belonging, value, and mutual care. Strong social connections consistently emerge as the top driver of happiness, with connected people being happier, healthier, and longer lived. Google's Project Aristotle found social connections and psychological safety outweigh individual traits for team success. Employees who discuss non-work topics with their manager are nearly 7 times more engaged, and those with a best friend at work are 7 times more likely to be engaged. To create authentic appreciation, focus on finding good things to appreciate, delivering appreciation effectively, and involving your team. Start with a work-focused gratitude practice, noting 3 specific things you're grateful for daily. Building meaningful workplace connections requires authentic caring, psychological safety, mutual support, and space for positive interactions. Micro-moments of connection, brief interactions where people feel in sync, heard, and energized, form essential building blocks for workplace relationships. Contrary to popular belief, stress isn't inherently harmful. It can enhance performance and health when properly channeled. The difference lies between the harmful threat response, believing we lack resources, and the beneficial challenge response, believing we can rise to the occasion. Simply recognizing stress shifts brain processing from reactive regions to the prefrontal cortex, giving us response choice. Your mindset matters significantly. A Wisconsin study found people with high stress who believed stress was harmful had 43% higher mortality than those with identical stress levels who didn't share this belief. When stressed, our subconscious evaluates our coping resources. By consciously inventorying our assets, personal strengths, team support, tangible resources, and network connections, we can shift toward a challenge response. Surprisingly, helping others when stressed activates the tend-and-befriend response, releasing oxytocin for connection, dopamine for motivation, and serotonin for enhanced perception. Signature strengths combine competence with energy. You gain energy when using them, unlike decoy strengths, which are skills you excel at but find draining. Gallup research shows people who focus on strengths are 3 times more likely to report high quality of life, while teams using strengths-based approaches see 9 to 15% increases in engagement and 14 to 29% higher profits. Meaning derives from two sources: purpose meaning, contributing to something bigger, and values meaning, aligning activities with core values. Making progress in meaningful work is the primary factor in workplace engagement, with your odds of being completely engaged increasing 250% when doing meaningful work regularly. To identify signature strengths, take assessments, gather outside perspectives, and examine weaknesses that may be overused strengths. Prioritize based on energy, not just competence. Three barriers to finding meaning include: believing meaning exists only outside work, inability to define personal values, and thinking meaning requires a noble career. Research shows meaning can be found in any job by transforming it from employment into a calling. To tap into purpose meaning, discuss who benefits from your work and collect stories about positive impact. Authentically happy people don't suppress negative emotions. They turn toward them. Recognizing these feelings ground us in reality and provide crucial information. Negative emotions appear as necessary first darts accompanying meaningful living, and gratuitous second darts we throw at ourselves through expanded negative narratives. To develop emotional agility, become aware of negative emotions, name them specifically, which brain scans show reduces their power, allow them space, determine if they're necessary or gratuitous, and choose your response. Many suppress emotions through positive thinking or numbing behaviors, leading to emotional leakage where bottled feelings surface inappropriately elsewhere. Ironically, numbing negative emotions also diminishes positive ones. Research shows that with significant negative emotions from external events, the only healthy path is allowing these feelings in, which can lead to post-traumatic growth. Manager coaching involves regular conversations to understand team members individually and align their qualities with organizational needs. Unlike directive management, coaching builds trust and leverages employee expertise, essential for today's complex challenges. Research confirms coaching's impact. Coached employees report 68% higher satisfaction. Manager coaches retain 20% more employees, and their teams show 40% higher engagement with 38% more discretionary effort. Despite concerns about time constraints, effective coaching actually saves time by empowering employees and distributing leadership. Successful coaching requires genuine care for employees' development. Listen more than you speak, aiming for only 20% talking time during sessions. Focus on strengths rather than weaknesses. Act as a resource, not a fixer. Ask open questions like, "What have you tried? Where did it fail? And how could you do it differently?" As a leader, implement strengths work by learning each team member's strengths, redistributing work accordingly, and focusing development on natural talents. When university fundraisers spent 5 minutes hearing how scholarships change students' lives, they doubled calls and increased revenue by 400%. To tap into values meaning, help team members connect their core values to daily activities. Creating sustainable happiness requires integrating appreciation, connection, stress management, strengths utilization, meaning, emotional agility, and coaching into operations. When delivering appreciation, be specific about what was done well and its impact. Avoid comparison-based praise and recognize collective wins rather than just superstars. For micro moments of connection, maintain full presence with eye contact, put away your phone, ask more questions than you tell, and celebrate good news with active, constructive responding. In a world focused on productivity metrics and automation, happiness isn't just a nice-to-have, it's the foundation for sustainable engagement and performance. Implementing these strategies creates a workplace where people thrive because of their work, not despite it.